Okay, kum learn the black gemara. We are up to daf samazayin. But also, I'm chlekes. I'm sure Rabbi Lezer that if you did the malika already, even though you did it wrong, the fact is the malika takes away that there's no longer tamei. And we had an argument whether you rub moil. And we had an argument if you did the oila below the chatos line. Rabbi Lezer says you're still moil. Rabbi Shua says that you're not moil. At Tanya, we learned the continuation of that discussion. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, you want to say that the oil is like the chattas, and therefore you're not moil when you did it on the bottom like a chattas. It says Oshem Sheshachtu, and Oshem Sheshachtu. An Oshem that you shechted. What do you call it? And Rabbi Yeshua's word was because you. That since you brought it to a chatas where there's no me'ila anymore, because by a bird, the entire bird is mutter to the kainim, so therefore the oila also is no longer me'ila. So, and all the other kabbanas you're bringing me, there is some me'ila still there, that parts of the carbon are still me'ila, and that's why the original carbon retains the me'ila. Tanya, what about carbon? Oshem, shechtu b'tzav l'shlamim, you shechted on the north side for a shlamim, you did the wrong thing, you shechted for a shlamim, shashina shmai. You mashanda the name. Now shlamim, there's no me'ila by shlamim, right? It goes to the bailim. And yet, umayilim by the original asham is still mayil. So we see that even though you're swapping it to a carbon with no me'ila, the original carbon retains the me'ila if he didn't spray the blood, if he didn't do the full thing. V'afata therefore after time, I don't wonder, Allah oil, you shouldn't be amazed by the carbon oil. So even though you change your name and that you did it below the line, you did it like a chatas, nevertheless, shayimalaba, you're still mayil. Don't tell me because you made it into a chatas with no me'ila, but here you made it to a shlamim with no me'ila, and yet we say that it retains the original me'ila until you finish the job. What did you say? All you did was change the name. You did everything else right. You did it in the north side and everything else. All you did is change the name. Therefore, it's still Nosham. And it's still Moil until you do what you have to finish doing. Here in the Oila, you actually did everything differently. You did everything like Chata. You changed his name. And Shinas Mekoma. You did it on the lower part of his Bech, the upper part of his Bech. Therefore, it loses its Me'ila like the Chata.
I'm saying that the etzem fact that you were Meshana Eshma Mekoma, that is Moil? Or are you saying that
no,
subject
that's, it took, to the now it takes on that. We'll soon see what exactly it has, but it is. No Me'ila. No, there's no longer Me'ila. Rabbi Yeshua is saying here that there's no longer Me'ila because you've had in mind a carbon where if that other carbon was at this stage, it would be no Me'ila. So this original carbon also is no Me'ila.
It's transferred.
That's right. Rabbi Lezer said, what about Osho? I'll give you another example. Osho is a Shachtu B'darim. Not only did you swap the name you had in mind of Shlamim, but you actually shechted in the wrong place. And still we know that Shalochayit is everything he did wrong, and yet we know there's still Me'ila there, because we treat it like an Osho. It never lost its original identity. Why? Whatever the rest of a carbon, all kabbalas basically are the same. You shechted, you kabbalas adam and the thing, and so on. You didn't change his meisim. Everything differently. You did everything like chatas. You did malik only of one simon. You did it below the mizbech. You changed the name. You changed the name. You called it a chatas, and so on. Omar Rava says, "Rez Rava, the name Malay. Why doesn't Rabbi Lezer ask Oshem sheshachtu bedorim? What about an Oshem you shechted in the south? L'shem shlam v'shlamim b'shinu b'aylim, and you also had a different owner in mind. Not only had the wrong name, you had a different owner in mind. Sheshinu eshma b'shinu shmagayim, and in a way b'shinu shmaisav. In a way, you also changed the maisim. It's like a shinu maisav, and yet it's still a mile." But the Kabbalah Hachis, he didn't say that. Shema mina nochis Rabbi Lezer the time Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer finally understood Rabbi Yeshua was getting at. And what is that? The Omer of Adab Arava. It's all based upon the Kedah of Adab Arava. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds. Oy lasa oiv she'osa lemata kemaise chatas l'shem chatas. Even if you did it below the line. Now remember, the difference is the oil you have to cut and sever through both simonim. By chatas, you're only supposed to sever through one. So kivan shemolag basim nechel, as soon as you did the malika of one simon below the line, what did you establish now? This is a chatas. Nim shechet v'nasas chatas oif. It became a chatas oif. And therefore, once it becomes a chatas oif, by chatas oif, it's no longer me'ila. Because it all goes to the kainim. In our Mishnah, it says the only case is. That's why the that's why there's no milik had to
saying it's a bit different to shlomim.
No, saying it that as soon as you shechted once by a shlomim ashim, both of them you got to set the roiv some money. There's no difference here. There's in the shechita the first leg. There's a difference between a chatas and the neila. As soon as you shechted the first simon, that's already a chatas. So how come the Mishnah doesn't mention if you took a chatas, so let's say you did a chatas, if you did above the line and you had in mind oil, the din should be the same. If you cut it, severed it, the din should be also. It's like an oil now, and you know not oil. The Mishnah doesn't say that. So the Gemara says, Mechimolik basimenecha timoshet have oil soif. So lechaydem it should be kosher as an oil soif. There should be also kosher both ways. And why not? The Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon made a comment, this, the way the Mishnah is, take it exactly the way it is, which means that the Mishnah only holds a chatas, a oilus, a oif that you did below the line, there's no mila. But a chatas, oif you did above the line, there is mila. No, why not? You did a chatas, oif and you shech to simanim on top, it should be like an oil, and that's it. What a kachi, that's not a raya. He meant that just like by a chatas oilus, if you did below the line, like a chatas, there's no longer mila. They say so too. If you did took an oil, you did above the line, there's no mila. Rav Ashi says no, you're wrong. Mishnah is exactly the way it is. The Mishnah is very accurate and very meticulous. Davken oilus, if you did below the line, becomes a chatas. Why? As soon as you shechted one simon, it became a chatas. When you did the chatas oif above the line, as soon as you shechted one simon, it's still a chatas. But you did in the wrong place. So it's ruined already. And therefore, they're still Mila. Ravashyam, Abishleim Oilus, Oif Shaasa Lamata, when Oilus did below Kemaisa, Chatas, Hashem Chatas, Kivan, the Hoyach Shev, Simon Echa, Hoyach Simonim, is a very big difference. Chatas is one Simon and Oilus two Simonim. So therefore, Oilus Oif Lamata, less. And there's no Oilus Oif below the line. There's no Oilus Oif below the line. So since there's no Oilus Oif below the line, when you do below the line, what are you doing? You're doing a Chatas. As soon as you check one Simon, it's a chatas. So therefore, it is no longer mila. Kivan the mala basimon echad v'sheches v'nasit chatas oif. But chatas oif, the din of chatas oif is you can shecht it anywhere. We learned before, the only reason why you shecht it, but you're shechting it is because you want to be close to where you do the hazah. But you can really do it anywhere. So if you shecht it above the line, it's still a chatas. It's still a chatas. And then if you did the wrong things and you had a mind, you know all that. So it's a chatas, he didn't do his job, and therefore it's still mayo.
But does the chatas... Chatas oif requires malika or shrita.
They're all malika. But malika of one simon versus two simon.
When you're saying imshachat simon echad, you mean actually malika, right?
Yeah, yeah. But shachat means malika. Yeah, we're just using the same word.
So it should be malak.
I'm just confusing me with the terminology. Because I thought that anything which is
it's all the
in
same.
The case of the shlomim. That's a behemoth.
El chatas oiv kivon d'am amar. We learned.
You can't eat something which you did not
become. The chatas oif was eaten by the kohen.
That's what you can.
I thought the chatas is kulei sorif.
No. That oil is kulei sorif. And there's nothing kivon d'amar malika b'chol makom kshedah. Malika can be anywhere. So just because you did above the line doesn't automatically mean it's an oilus oif. It could be a chatas oif because you can shecht. You can be malika chatas oif wherever you want. So since wherever you did it, so if you're doing above the line, it's still a chatas. Michi mala basimen echad ifsla. So you did basimen. That was a chatas. But you did the wrong. But then when you did the wrong thing because you had a mind and all that. Ki hadam malik b'idus simen. Then if you go shecht the other simen and say, oh, now it's an oilus. Too late already. Once you've established it's a pasul chatas. How can you do that? Make a turn to oilus oif. You can't do it anymore. That's the difference. Chatas oilus oif must be geshachted above the line. As if you shecht below the line, which is where the chatas gets geshachted, and you shecht it on simon, so that's mamash chatas. So that became a chatas according to Rabbi Shua. Then it's a chatas. The question we asked yesterday is who gained from that chatas? We'll soon see. But it's a karma chatas. And therefore the kohen can eat it, and so on and so forth. And you finish the job, it's no longer moil. But if you took a chatas, if you did it above the line, it's still a chatas, if you did it the wrong way. So it's possible, and therefore the me'ila is still there. Goof, let's analyze all this. Amr Abad said, Oimir Abishur holds, Oilus, the Oilus, which has to be done above the line, and you have to sever two simonim. Also, lemato if you did it below the line. Kimaisa chatas and chatas did everything behave like a chatas. Kivin shemolik basimin echad. As soon as you severed one simon, nimsheches venasis chat, it became a chatas. It became a chatas. Yeah, Toshma coming here. So that's the question. So now we're going to learn a number of dinim to do with Masechta Kinim, which is very complicated. The whole idea is about a poor woman who can't afford things, and because of her mistakes, she ends up paying a lot more than the people who bring behemoths. And this is what happened. Case number one. Toshma, it says like this. Chattas lezu, the chattas lezu. The oil lezu. They brought a cane, they brought a set of pigeons, and they did, one of them is for a chattas, and one woman has to bring a chattas, and one woman has to bring an oil. Okay. For example, the Rachel gave birth. When you give birth, you have to give a set of it's called a cane, and you have to give one oila and one chattas. That's and then you have another person who wants to give an adava. If you give an adava a set, they're all oilas. You cannot give an adava of a chattas. You can only give an adava of oilas. So if a person said, "I'm going to give two kabanas, two birds as an adava," it can only be oilas. It gets fully burnt. But if you gave birth to a child, then you bring an oila and a chattas. So what happened was that there was one, they brought a set together. Rachel required a chattas for her birth and an oila, and the oila she already brought. And Leah required still the oila because she already brought the chattas herself. So they brought together two birds. And
the best
yeah, let's say, yeah. In this case. No, but together as a set. They always bring a twin, like a pair. Okay. Pair. So
they're full birds here.
No, two birds. They already brought the other two birds. So now we're left with two birds. One of them is a chattas, one of them is an oila. One woman is a chat, one woman is an oila. Okay.
And doesn't the order matter also?
No, it's two different people. No, it doesn't matter at all. The order matters for myself. But it doesn't even matter. It's not Makabed over here. One woman brought an oila first, another one brought a chattas first. They're both yaitse. So, Osenstein, now, the Koyin, without realizing what's going on here, Osenstein lemaila. He brought both birds above the line. Now, the oila bird is kosher, but the chattas bird is not kosher. So, obviously, the woman who brought the chattas has to bring another one again. Machza kosher, machza posel. Stein lemata, both birds he brought below the line like a chattas. Then, obviously, the oila bird, machza kosher, machza posel. One is kosher, one is posel. Now, the question is going to be, according to Rav Adha Bar Ava, according to Beshua, the oila bird on top, why is it possible he brought it down below the line? Let's see, he brought below the line. You're both kosher. Because you just said an oily brought below the line is kosher. Achaz lemaila b'acham. You brought one bird above, one bird below, but you don't know which is which. Could be both the chattas above and the oily below. Shtei em psulis. Shani oimer, I say, maybe chattas korvu lemaila. Maybe it could happen that there's a 50-50 chance the chattas brought above the line, but oily korvu lemata. So now question is, he nami the oil cover the matter. True, let's say the oil was brought below. Oh, but timshich, let it be good. But to have a chatas oiv chalapachas, let it be a chatas oiv. So the chayde, even the one who had to bring an oil was yaitz because it came down the kosher carbon. So the gemara. When does Beshua say this for the same person? But by two people, you don't say this. By two people, you don't say. No, the question is, you brought both below the line. You say both apostle. Why both apostle? The one that had to bring a chattas should be yaitze with the oiler carbon that was brought below the line, which is supposed to be another, but now it became a chattas. So that's my chattas. Says the Gemara doesn't work that way. The oila became a chattas is only good for the original person who brought the oila. But the person who needed the oila is not yaitza, obviously, because he needs an oila, he brought me a chattas. The person who needs the chattas cannot be yaitza, someone else's carbon. So therefore, neither of them are yaitza. Okay. Toshma coming here, the Haldinetz cup. Toshma coming here, this is just to whet our appetite. Chattas for oila. What happened was there were two women that brought three sets together. Okay? One of them. One of them needed a pair of chattas and oila, and another oila, and another one needed two chattas and an oila. Okay. Six, you need total. Three sets of six. Yeah. So this is what you did. Chatas
v'oyla. There is a bird offering that can bring one bird on its own. It's only with the woman giving a birth
offering. A woman, yeah. Or if you're you say, I'm giving a cane for an adava. Then you need two oylas for that. Okay. So here we have So one of them needs an oyla. It needs two oylas and one chatas. The other one needs two chatas and one oyla. So this is what they did. Toshma chatas, they spelled out which is chatas and oyla. Then stuma, there were two birds and they said one is a chatas and oyla. Then they had a stuma. Then they had one set where they did not specify what's what. They didn't specify which bird is what bird. And then they had a mefereshes. They said exactly which bird is what, but they didn't say which owner is the oyla, which owner is the chatas. They forgot. They messed everything up. Okay, so one is a stuma, didn't say anything, so you can do the bird whatever you want. One is specified, this is an oil and this is a chatzah, but I forgot to say who gets the credit for that. And then one where they specify everything correctly. We're learning now, just 1 second. Asa kulin lemaila, you did them all above the line. Now, if you did them all above the line, only the oilas are kosher and the chatois are not kosher. Is machta kosher, machta apostle. All those birds that had to be in oil, you were yoitzah. And all those birds that had to be chatas, you're not yaitzik, you did below the line. So they got to bring them again. Kulon lematzah, they did more below the line. So then all the birds that were supposed to be chatas are yaitzik, but all the birds were supposed to be oily, not yaitzik. Machzah kosher, machzah posel. Chetzel lemaila, chetzel lematzah. If you did half above, below, but you don't know which one half you did, then einuk sheda, then the ones that you specified, which is a chatas oila, are messed up because maybe you brought the chatas above the line and the oila below the line. The only one is good is tumah. That pair that you didn't the designate, which will be the chatas oila, they're the ones that will be yaitza. You say fine, that the one was above the line, we said that's the oila. One below the line, we say the chatas. Umischalek is b'neyin, and then they divide between them. How do each one has to bring back the ones that they're missing? But they're not, those are specified, they're not yates. Why? Because maybe the oil was brought below the line, the chatz above the line. Even if you brought the oil below the line, let's be yates. Why rebring everything? Why have to bring again everything? This is for the same owner. This one owner needs an oil and a chatz. So, okay, before you told me that my oil, which turns to the chatz, cannot help the other woman, but let it help me. Why do you tell me I have to bring them all over again? At least the chatas I shouldn't have to bring again, because the oila that maybe I brought below the manushach. If I brought the chatas below the line, I brought a chatas. If I brought the oila below the line, the oila became a chatas, as you just said before. Timshich v'tev chatas o'if v'chitema. I can answer me how the loy Rabbi Shua, the whole mesech the kinim has nothing to do with Rabbi Shua. Argues if it's not a problem. Or me much as I'm not going to say this. Now we're not going to go through all the details of the next mishnah because it's only geya. Or could be somebody else. But the point, the modern going to conclude the entire Masech the Kinim is Rabbi Yeshua. Now, in order to prove that point, we have to go through a very long, laborious Mishnah with a lot of detail, which I don't think we have to really dwell on it too much. It's the main point at the end Rabbi Yeshua said. So we will go to the main point. The point is that Rabbi Yeshua holds, you is the author of Masech the Kinim. And you, Rabbi Yeshua, say that an oila turns to chatas. I understood in the previous case where the woman that has one woman has an oila, one woman has a chatas, and if you took the woman's oila and brought it above the line, it doesn't help the other woman because it's not her chatas. Fine, but if it's the same woman who has to bring three sets, has to bring two chatas and one oila, and by if you're saying that could be that what she brought below the line was an oila, so what? So the oila became a chatas for her. That's the question. And the most answer is going to be that even though it's a chatas, you're not mechaper anything. It's no longer moyul. But you're still not mechaper anything because the fact is you brought below the line. So there's two different things here. There's one din you're conflating the issues of meila and whether we yaitzah the kapara or not. Okay. No. This one here is we know. Yeah, true. But there's three sets, and we said here that the only set that you were yaitzah was the one that you didn't specify, which is the chatas. All the other ones you're not yaitzah. We don't know who it is, we don't know which carbon is. But so what? If you did half above the line, half below the line, we said they're all no good. Why not? Because could be your chatas went above the line. Who cares? And you say, my oil might have gone below the line. So that oil that went below the line became my chatas. And the answer is going to be, it's that when Rabbi Yeshua said it becomes a chatas only as far as me'ila is concerned, but not as far as being yaitzah a kapora, because the fact is you're born in the wrong place. Okay, but let's go quickly through this Mishnah here. and we're not going to go through it in detail. But Tashba coming here, Isha Shamra, a woman decided, she said, Hare alai kain, I take upon myself a pair of two birds, im eilid zacher, if I'll have a kid that was over and above the mandatory pair that you have to bring, a chatas na'ila, I'm donating as well a set which is two eilas. Yolda zacher, mevir, shtei kinim, which is bring two kinim. She brings one the chayva, which is a chatas and oil, and one for her nedde, which is two oilas. So she's ready to bring now three oilas and one chatas. Nos nos on the koyin. She gave it to a koyin. Hakoyin tzadik lasayis and sholosh amayla. So three of them are oilas above the line, and ba'achat amat one below the line. Lo yasa kain. The koyin messed up. Ella also stein the mile of Bela Mat, he forgot and he thought these are just two ordinary pairs that he has to bring, you know, one above, one below, one oil and one chatas. And Bela Mat. He didn't consult the woman. What is all this about? So that's like negligence. Nevertheless, Tzricha, so what does she have to do? So what do you do? He did two above the line, two below the line. So two above the line definitely is kosher. Two above the line is not definitely kosher, because maybe one of the chatas and maybe the chatas went above the line. So Tzricha, she has to bring a tavi oy predachos. Oh, sorry, say like this. We'll say that she brought this carbon, didn't designate, so we'll say that she brought two above line, one line. So one carbon is missing. There's an oiler missing above the line. So you got to bring one bird to take over that oiler that went wrong. That's provided mimin echad. Why? Because we know that if, in other words, all the birds are the same, a pigeon or all the birds are a dove, then it's not a problem. You just bring one or bird to make it up. But if you brought two sets of birds, one is a pigeon, one is a dove, and the din is you cannot replace a dove or a pigeon, they're not transferable. They're not transferable. Sorry?
Interchangeable.
Mishnei minin, if it was two different minin, now we don't know what was brought above or below, then tovish time you need two. You can bring one pigeon and one dove to make up for that one bird that went below the line, we should have gone above the line. Okay. What about Pirsha Nidra? She actually specified her nedr. She specified each carbon what they have to be. That could be, if you did above the line, could be the chatzis went above the line, not jaitse. So you brought two above the line and two below the line. So we're saying that one of the ones you brought below the line should have been above the line, but the chatzis also is no good, because maybe chatzis brought above the line. You got to bring three more birds. Why? Could be chatzis you did above the line. It could be an oil, you did a blow line. Could be you swapped the chatas that should have gone. You designated, you specified this is the chatas. What happened? You took the chatas above the line, not yaitse. What about the oil that was, and you put two, so you did two oilers below the line. So you did two oilers which were no good, and you did chatas above the line. So you got to bring three birds to replace it. It's 1 minute, you bring three birds. What about the base minion? If you took for two, you know, one pair was 1 minute, what was another minion? You don't know what's going on. The tovik dalad, you got to bring four. Right, because you have to bring four. You have to bring two from each set. Kava nidra. What about if she was kaveya neder? She said, I'm going to bring my pair, the neder, at the same time or in conjunction with the chayv. Not disparately. I want them to be together. And she specified everything else. We don't know what she specified. And the kaveya messed up. Then tzricha shetovi oid chomer, you got to bring five. You got to bring five, basically, preidin lemaila meminech. You got to bring five because you got to bring for. You got to bring that's two for each one, because you got to bring. You said you did two oilers that I'm bringing as a neder. I want to bring together with the oil and chatz as another one. So you got to bring. You got to bring two. You got to bring two oilers to replace that one. You got to bring an oiler and a chatzah to replace the other one. Sorry? Just to bring... So you chose the wrong kind, yeah. Umebeib, 2 minutes, Tavisha, you got to bring six. Nosson, the coin, give the coin, v'eini yidas... Man, nosla, she doesn't know what she gave. Holach hakoyin va'osa lema osa. She gave the coin. She forgot what she told the coin. The coin forgot what she told her as well, and did whatever he did. Tzricha dalad preidin lenidra. You need four birds for her neder. Ashtayin lechavasa. The whole calculation is all these long rashis. We'll leave it from the sechta kinnim. And the chatas acha. She said, rebring one chatas, because maybe the chatas went above the line when she be below the line. Ben Azayim, Ben Azay says, Beis Chatois. Or you need actually two Chatois. And the Chesh we'll see another time. Because Ben Azay says you go after whatever the first carbon is. And since there are two minim, you got to bring a Chatois from each min. We'll talk about Medubim Satakidim. Amr Beshua. Said that Beshua. This, what happened? This poor woman brought two birds because she couldn't afford an animal. And instead, from the two birds, suddenly became seven birds. Zehu she'amru, this is a famous saying, kishu chai, when the bird is alive, koli echad, she makes one sound. Kishu meis, when the bird now is killed, koli zayin, suddenly it turned into zayin birds.
Which name says it's a ram?
It's a ram, okay. That's just talking about a ram, yeah. And he's not talking about this case. He's using that as a mushel. But he's saying the same thing here. Over there, the mushel is where you take a ram. When a ram is alive, it just screams, and that's the sounds it makes. It makes noises. But when it's dead, you take parts of its body, you turn it into horns, you turn it into cymbals, you turn it into all kinds of instruments. You can make seven different sources of noise. It's a mushel for our birds. You start with one bird and become seven. Here she was poor. She couldn't afford it and ended up paying out of her nose. So what do we see from Ilapoyo? Zeusha Amru, he's making this. Zeusha, this is what we said. That means the whole Masech the Kinim is him. She goes back to our question. If Rabbi Shua was his, so if she brought an Oila and a Chata sent by mistake one carbon below line, one below the line, maybe she's not Yetzir the Chata, she's not Yetzir the Oila because it's above the above line, but let it be Yetzir the Chata because that Oila became a Chata. So the Gemara, Eimer de Omer Rabbi Shua, what Rabbi Shua mean, La Fuke Medei Me'ila. All he said was, if you did an Oila below the line, you're no longer Moil because it took on the, adopted the carbon Chata. So, but basically, Le Choyv Me'yama, to say that you fulfilled your Choyv, that he never said. So the coin immediate, but no, but the owner of the chattis, let's bring another chattis. But you're not moil anymore, and the owner can eat it.